And about this time, I met Frances at my sister's Sarah's wedding. This took place in our apartment on Park Place. We danced, we went for a walk on Eastern Parkway that evening. We started to date. We went on a boat ride on the Hudson River Day Line together with Eddie and Frances' cousin Minnie Maurer, now Minnie Usden. And so Cupid shot an arrow and hit a bullseye. We were married February 22, 1931, and we lived with our parents. Meanwhile, the drug chains went bankrupt. I lost my job, but went to work across the street where my classmate was a manager. But the same low salaries and long hours. Mother's father used to love to play chess, so we used to play many times. One time he handed me a Hebrew newspaper called Hador. I guess he tried to interest me in improving my Hebrew so we could converse together. I am sorry I didn't take advantage of this opportunity, since I always loved to read and sometimes speak Hebrew. I should also have taken the advantage of the opportunity to learn French, which I didn't. Arnold was born January 14, 1932. It was a great event in the family. Grandpa used to talk to him in Hebrew, as he used to talk to mother when she was a baby. And Arnold used to understand some of the words. The following year, mother got her appointment to Winthrop Junior High School, and we bought a house on East 54th Street. When Arnold was 6 years old, he was enrolled at the Flatbush Yeshiva, where he went for 3 years. He used to be picked up by bus at 8 o'clock in the morning and used to come home at about 6 in the evening, exhausted. So he was transferred to the elementary grades at Winthrop Junior High School. I left my job uptown and got a job in a drugstore on Flabish Avenue, which made traveling much easier with the Church Avenue trolley. I worked there till I bought the drugstore on Utica Avenue. When I first took over the drugstore, the hours were much longer, from 8 in the morning till 12 midnight, 7 days a week. There was a Carroll Theater across the street, and after the last show, people used to come into the store and did some shopping. In those days, you were still able to walk in the streets at night without fear of being attacked. It was a very nice neighborhood. I didn't employ any outside help. Mother used to come after school to help me. Things were very slow at the beginning. Sometimes I used to feel trapped in this place. Gradually, things started to improve. I hired a pharmacist to relieve me several hours one day a week. Then after a while, I took off Sunday's afternoon. And later on, I used to close the store on Sundays completely. The war broke out September 1st, 1939. People were able to get jobs in the defense effort, and business started to improve. And I was able to employ help full-time. December 31st, 1940, Davina was born. She was very cute. I showed off her picture in the store. When she was brought home, a neighbor down the street rang the bell. She said she was told she must see that beautiful little girl. And on May 28, 1944, Barbara was born, another beautiful little girl with a cute little curl in the middle of her forehead. During the warm days of June, mother used to carry her around in her arms, showing her off to our neighbors, reluctant to put her down. A couple of years later, we bought our country home in Lake Secor. We still didn't have our own car, so Henry took us out there the first weekend with his family. We all had such good times together. We had so much fun redecorating and improving the place.